Hello, this is Chloe Wheeler.
And Lexi Peterson.
And this is our podcast on factory farming. A factory farm is a large-scale industrial operation that houses thousands of animals raised for food, such as chickens, turkeys, cows, and pigs, and treats them with hormones and antibiotics to prevent diseases and maximize their growth and food output.
Factory farming began in the 1920s, soon after vitamins A and D were discovered.
They would feed the animals these vitamins instead of exercising them and providing sunlight.
With the new supplement diets, a large amount of animals were raised indoor year-round.
Most people didn't care about animals. They were just a source of food. They were kept in cages with little to no light and bacteria-filled air.
Another name for factory farms was a CAFO, a concentrated animal feeding operation.
A 10,000 hog operation creates as much waste in one day as a town of 25,000 people.
Animals are fed corn, wheat, soy that are grown through intensive industrial farming that use large amounts of pesticides, which can remain in their bodies and are passed on to people who eat them, creating serious health hazards in humans.
The beaks of chickens, turkeys, and ducks are often removed in factory farms to reduce the excessive feather pecking and cannibalism seen among stressed, overcrowded birds.
A typical supermarket chicken today contains more than twice the fat and about third less protein than 40 years ago.
2 in 3 farm animals in the world are now factory farmed.
Confining so many animals in one place produces more waste than surrounding land the land can handle. As a result, factory farms are associated with various environmental hazards such as water and land air pollution.
The pollution from animal waste causes respiratory problems, skin infections, nausea, depression, and even death for people who live near factory farms.
Dairy cows typically live to their third lactation before cold. Naturally, a cow can live for 20 years.
Hog, chicken, and cattle waste has polluted 35,000 miles of rivers in 22 states and contaminated groundwater in 17 states.
Egg-laying hens are sometimes starved for up to 14 days, exposed to changing light patterns and given no water in order to shock their bodies into molting. It is common for 5 to 10% of hens to die during their forced molting process.
Worldwide, about 7 billion farm animals are now reared for food each year. I hope this podcast enlightened you a little bit on factory farming. Now signing off, Chloe and Lexi.